The chief medical officer in recent days has talked about older people getting back to normal after the pandemic to regain their lives again. And part of that is this issue of being able to pay with cash. Not everybody is able to go online and operate like that with credit cards. There's a whole section of our people that will be excluded if this is the way we proceed. And I'm glad that Deputy Gould mentioned AIB, because what they had proposed was absolutely outrageous. They were going to essentially close access to cash facilities, including ATMs at their banks at vast ways of rural Ireland. In Donegal, it was going to have a very huge impact. Now, the GAA clubs were to the fore in speaking out against that, and thankfully AIB, with the public backlash and the fact that we have substantial state control of it, meant that they did what was right eventually. But it shouldn't have taken all of that. I'm really disappointed with the GAA, I have to say, with the cashless approach that they've taken. They need to listen to their grassroots and particularly make sure that older people who've been the bedrock of their clubs for years can go along to the games. And anybody who's actually follows the GAA across the country, goes to those matches, see that there is a large number historically of older people, and that's where they socially interact, have the crack every Sunday. So that decision needs to be reversed, and it needs to be accessible to all. I have to say also, if you look at National Driving Licence Service in Donegal, you can't pay with cash if you go into avail of your driving licence. So you're starting to see increasingly now creeping in that a section of people are excluded. I have to thank the Rural Independents for this really important motion, because there has been a drift towards cash being rejected, and cash is legal tender. No citizen, certainly to something that's a public service or a community service, should be denied access if they have legal tender in their hands and they're willing to pay. So we need to stop this, and we need to listen to our communities and our grassroots and confront those who are acting against those interests.